Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Swayed at the Network, and we're live across America and all around the world at crntalk.com. What a lineup I got today. In just a moment, Major Fred Gavin, he is the author of a brand new book, A Few Bad Men. Judd Garrett will be here, Real Clear Politics contributor, and his subject today, Pharisees. Modern-day Pharisees. And then in the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, his latest including, are you ready for this, Killing Your Kid. Scientists find that COVID shots are up to 98 times worse than the virus. Hey, without further delay, let me tell you about my guest, retired USMC, that's U.S. Marine Corps, Major Fred Gavin. Career soldier serving 27 years in the USMC, served in Afghanistan, where we're now making the one-year anniversary of our withdrawal. He has much to say about that, including his military trial. Major Gavin led our forces in the Middle East conflicts in Iraq and Kuwait, too, holds the Bronze Star, retired now from the USMC as a business consultant, also works as a director, aiding family of service members killed in action. He also serves as a USMC consultant, coordinating activities in the areas of cyberspace, electronic warfare, and psychological operations. And as I said, he is the author of A Few Bad Men, a true story of U.S. Marines ambushed in Afghanistan and betrayed in America. Welcome, Major. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, and thank you very much for your service here. You know, I want to get into this because time will run so fast. Why did you write the book, A Few Bad Men? And I know it had something, I think, to do because of General Mathis, right?
Yes, that is correct. And this is a problem that has never been fixed. It's not just that I wrote the book and released it in June, and no one from the Pentagon has said a single word about it. Even after they went through the Pentagon's pre-publication security review. But this situation that happened to us by General Mattis, who was the convening authority. So unlike in civilian court systems where the jury is not influenced by the judge, their retention at their jobs, their promotions, their next assignments aren't decided by the fate of if they will do what the commanding general wants. Well, General Mattis sent 45 criminal investigators and four prosecuting attorneys after the seven of us. He coerced one Marine who was a Marine who legally immigrated, legally nationalized, legally joined the Marine Corps. They threatened to deport his mother back to Mexico unless he signed their fabricated statement, which he did, and he admitted on the stand that that was incorrect and that he was coerced into doing that. So these strong-arm Gestapo tactics, America doesn't think that this should go on in America. Well, it did. Read A Few Bad Men. It's a nonfiction story. It went through the Pentagon. They tried to put me in jail for the rest of my life, and then they tried to kick me out afterwards. I won both trials. But the point is this is abuse of authority. The Department of Defense is our nation's largest employer. And you read in this book, Chapter 26, how all these people, Mattis wasn't alone. It's like Julius Caesar. All 69 senators stabbed him, not just Brutus. It describes how all these generals got promoted and have went on to greater careers in the military-industrial complex like Mattis, where he gets $1 million a year as a board member at General Dynamics. So it just incentivizes this, I call it war pimp process. The last term of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dunford, now works at Lockheed Martin. The Army general who kicked us out also works there. So,
you know, Major, I'll tell you, a lot of listeners will say, wow, I didn't hear about all this. You know why? Because it was censored, right? The trial was actually censored. I saw that in some of your information.
That's correct.
Yeah. What would you really like for your readers to come away with after reading this book?
Hey, for us to understand that what's going on right now in the war in Ukraine with Russia, where you see a military with the Russian army in particular that went into invaded a country they told their own people in Russia that this was a special military exercise. It's indeed a war that they were firing and creating massive civilian casualties. It has really lowered the morale of the Russian army, which you've seen become very ineffective. America, this can happen to the United States if we have our troops hunted down by our own general officers so that they can get promoted. And you think, well, this is a one-off. Listeners, take 5 minutes today. I don't want anybody to spend any money. Take 5 minutes. Type in MARSOC3, MARSOC3. These are three special operators in the same command that I was in, the Marine Special Operations Command, currently being hunted down by the same command. And you'll read just this repetitive abuse of authority in their case, which the same thing happened to in our case. And this doesn't go on in most judicial cases. I mean, we were innocent. In the case I was in, we were blown up with a car bomb, shot at on both sides of the road by multiple waves of jihadists, sniper fire coming at us. We fought and killed jihadists at 9 o'clock in the morning in broad daylight. There was no fog of war. And General Mattis hunted us down, coerced somebody into signing a statement, basically giving us our death sentence with that statement, and then kept the press out of all defense witness, not even just defense witnesses with exculpatory evidence. I'm talking character witnesses, people who had never been in Afghanistan, but the media only heard one side of the truth. So when every military officer raises the right hand and swears in that they will defend the Constitution, which, by the way, the First Amendment prohibits censorship, they say they will faithfully discharge the duties of their office, and they invoke the name of our God. We need to hold them accountable, or we will be like the Russian army, ineffective and have low morale. And if you're good with innocent men and women in the nation's largest employer being run over and sent to jail, like the currently will likely go on with the MARSOC 3, just sit back and don't do a single thing. But we owe our men and women in uniform much, much more. Contact your congressman and address this issue. If they don't respond to one of the few things that the Constitution directs, that we provide a national defense, then you know who not to vote for coming up in November.
And those search words again, was it MARSOC 3, S-O-C-K?
M-A-R-S-O-C.
Oh, okay. M-A-R-S-O-C 3, right?
Correct. MARSOC 3.
Yeah, you know, on your cover of your book, it says the true story of the United States, and we're hearing some of this, and that's not a very nice story, is it?
No, it's everyone who reads it does get infuriated, but the fact of the matter is this is a moral hazard that has never been corrected, and when things like this don't get corrected, it just emboldens those who abuse this type of authority, as we're seeing right now. And unfortunately, over the last 15 years, many people, especially when the wars were in progress, would call me, hey, I'm getting heat. Do you know of an attorney? What should I do? The goal of these wars, as we saw from the goat rodeo that happened last August with our retreat out of Afghanistan, is not to win the war. It was to drag it on and profit from it as long as they possibly could. That's why these generals were testifying to Congress again and again, and their assessment teams were telling them that this hearts and minds, this counterinsurgency strategy was failing, but they would get up there to our elected officials and lie to them. And these guys are all sitting on boards now, again, war pimps pushing weapons and programs that will most likely lead us into a war with China and or Russia. Just watch what goes on in the Taiwan Straits. And if we get into a shooting match with China, if they lodge on Taiwan, there's only one way to stop that, and that is an amphibious and airborne operations, which will cost tens of thousands of American lives. And certain people invested in these Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics will become filthy rich, and they don't care because their kids won't be fighting the war. Everybody else's children will.
Is this part of all of this that we're talking about, the main incentive to write this book?
Yes, it is. As I mentioned, I was not someone that had prospects on being a general officer. I knew being in special operations and on these frontline units for my career was basically a suicide for my career. But everyone else needs to understand that our military will be relied upon. We're not going to be fighting people with shower shoes in our next war using weapons made 2 years after World War II and homemade explosives like we fought in Afghanistan and lost. We're going to be fighting the Chinese with fifth-generation fighters, aircraft carriers, submarines carrying ballistic missiles. The Afghans didn't have any of that. And you better believe it's going to be a bloody war, and we have to have a strong national defense. What has gone on in this last year since that retreat in Afghanistan? North Korea has launched 31 ballistic missiles. Russia has invaded Ukraine. President Maduro of Venezuela hosted an exercise called Exercise Sniper Frontier last month. 1,700 miles off the Florida coast, there in the Caribbean, right in our front yard, with Iran, Russia, China, 13 nations, and we didn't do a single thing. Forget the Monroe Doctrine. Our military is looked at, and this current administration is viewed internationally by our adversaries as weak, and we're not doing a single thing about it. So we're going to be heading towards a war, and that's America. Really, we have to wake up. We have to take action. We cannot let our military be led by incompetent commanders.
Yeah. I was a Navy man, very familiar with the Marines because I was in the amphibious part of it. Have you ever, and we're almost out of time, so this might be a real quick answer from you, have you considered developing this book into a film?
Yes, that is in progress right now, and I don't want to comment any more on it at this time.
All right. But, listener, I want you to be on the lookout for this, okay? A Few Bad Men, all right? And it's where can you get a copy of the book?
Wherever books are sold, you can order it on Amazon, either in hardback. It's also on Audible. There's a CD right now as well, and Kindle. They can get it at, via Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Books A Million, wherever books are sold.
Yeah, and you know, I know that some people are saying this is like a cross between A Few Good Men and American Sniper when you think about movies. And wow, you know, and it takes a lot of guts, you know, to stand up to what they're doing to you. And money, money, money. Follow the money trail, man. This is unbelievable. I know you're getting a lot of flack from people that the higher ups and things like that, and America seems to be on a very rocky slope right now, and this might be something to wake up some of you people out there that don't know what's really going on. Are book sales doing pretty good right now?
Yes, they have. As a matter of fact, the book has sold out twice, and there's a strange story behind that I know we don't have time for, but it has done very well.
Wow.
It's been a number one bestseller right from the start.
A Few Bad Men, Amazon.com, and just about everywhere where books are sold. And look for Major Fred Gavin, G-A-L-V-I-N, A Few Bad Men. All right. Thank you, sir, and enjoyed our visit. Kind of enjoyed it. I'll put it that way.
Thank you, Chuck.
And best of luck on your book. Yes, sir. All right. Judd Garrett, he's coming up next. Contributor to Real Clear Politics, going to talk about modern-day piracies. Very, very interesting.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Nonpayment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here, and now my privilege to go to the one and only Judd Garrett. After 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, he then began a 12-year coaching career with the Saints, the Dolphins, the Rams, and the Cowboys, served another 12 years as personal executive with the Cowboys. He has written 2 screenplays and is a frequent contributor on the topics of sports and politics to Real Clear Politics. By the way, No Wind is his first published novel, and he's got the great website as objectivityistheobjective.com. Hey, Judd, welcome back, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing okay, and once again, a wonderful, interesting, entertaining story from you. Modern-day Pharisees. Yes, you say the 2 groups in America that are most often and pervasively mischaracterized by our culture and by mainstream media are Christians and conservatives. Those are the 2 groups, right?
Yeah, Christians and conservatives, you watch movies, you see TV, you read, articles on the internet, and they're always misrepresenting and mischaracterizing who those 2 groups are. And not only are they mischaracterizing them, it's not like they're presenting a caricature of who Christians are or conservatives are. Basically, they're representing them as complete opposites of who they are, and their goal is to completely discredit and destroy those 2 groups.
Almost sounding like a fictional movie when you watch some of these news reports now. Just unbelievable. Go ahead.
Yeah, as you say, very little that's presented resembles the truth when they're talking about Christians and conservatives.
And you say that they're continually mischaracterized, judgment people who want to throw anyone who does not agree with their beliefs or engage in behavior that they disapprove of into the fires of hell for eternity. Yes. And I'm telling you, I've never seen it this bad in my life, what they're trying to do now. It's just unbelievable. Religion.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, they continually paint Christians as these extremely judgmental people who have no forgiveness in their heart, and if you make one bad mistake, that they want you to go to hell for eternity. And if you really, you know, if you're a true Christian and you really know the Christian ideology, it's the exact opposite. I mean, Jesus came to earth to forgive our sins. He was the ultimate sacrifice for our sins, and he showed the ultimate level of forgiveness, and that was the example that he showed to the rest of Christianity, and that's what we're called to be. Is we're called to be forgiving people, and you know, most of the Christians that I know that I'm around are extremely, you know, loving and forgiving people. And if you watch the way Christians are represented, you know, like I said, in movies and TV and books, you know, on the internet, you know, it's the complete opposite of the Christians that I know. And it's very, very troubling to me.
It's like all of a sudden someone else came in and erased the Christians in America. That may not be the right analogy of it, but it's I never noticed this, you know, that all of a sudden, where did all this hate from Christianity come from? It's almost like you would think someone came over here and they had the Quran and said, okay, here's your new religion. You know what I mean? I'm sure that Biden, I mean, my goodness, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It's like there's somebody else that's in charge or something. You know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, and then what they're doing is, and you bring up, you know, Islam, for example, you know, Islamic terrorists, you know, attacked America, killed 3,000 Americans strictly because, you know, we were not, you know, Muslims. And, you know, they've been attacking the Western world for decades, and they chant death to America. And we got to continually say that Islam is the religion of peace. We have to say Islam is the religion of peace. But then the next sentence, the same people are telling us to say Islam is the religion of peace. They're the ones that are attacking, you know, Christian conservatives. They're the ones that are labeling us as the terrorists when we've committed zero amounts of terrorism.
Yeah. Let's get rid of celebrating 9/11 and even talking about it. Wonder why. We're going to be back with more great stuff from Judd Garrett. Objectivity is theobjective.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Pinocchio was a literary sensation in the 19th century and a brilliant animated classic for the Disney studios in 1940. Now there's a new Disney version with live action and some spectacularly well-animated characters. It's called, logically enough, Pinocchio, and it's now streaming on Disney Plus.
I want to be real.
You will always be my real boy.
Pinocchio is running around loose without a conscience. Can you imagine the trouble he's going to get into?
That's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who provides the voice of Jiminy Cricket, while Tom Hanks plays a moving and deeply devoted Geppetto. This version adds a few twists and some deeply disturbing depth to the 1940 classic, and it's obvious that for director-writer Robert Zemeckis, of Forrest Gump and Back to the Future fame, it's a labor of love. It's rated PG, but much too scary for small children. 2.5 stars for the combination live-action and animated Pinocchio.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Horn from What's Cooking Today. Join me Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, for the great information we give you with food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment. We call the program What's Cooking Today, and it's really a one-hour show you need to know all about things that'll be important for you for that day in your life. So if you like food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment, tune in to me, Michael Horn, What's Cooking Today on CRN.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Judd Garrett, Real Clear Politics, and author of No Wind. Remember the website again, objectivityistheobjective.com, talking about modern-day Pharisees right now. Forgiveness, non-judgment, redemption. Those are the Christian philosophies, right? But you're not getting that from the other side right now, that's for sure. Go ahead, Judd, give us some more information on this one.
Yeah, I mean that's the core. Those are the core tenets of the Christian philosophy. We're always painted as the exact opposite of that, and then the other side, they are the ones who are the most judgmental. They're the ones that have implemented cancel culture. If they don't agree with something that you believe, then you're going to be canceled. If you post the wrong thing on the internet or you use the wrong pronoun, you're going to be canceled. You're going to be fired from your job. Your profiles are going to be taken down on social media. You're not going to be allowed to voice your opinion anymore. They are the most judgmental group there is. And you know, the interesting part is that they always talk about destroying the binary of right, wrong, good, evil, male, female, black and white. They always want to tear that binary down, but they have set up this binary that if you agree with them, then you're a good person. And if you don't agree with them, then you're an evil person and you need to be canceled and you need to be destroyed. So it's very hypocritical and it's very destructive to, you know, to our country.
Have you noticed how all of a sudden the majority of the Democrats are talking about how Republicans want to destroy and get rid of the, you know, the Ten Commandments and what is the word I'm looking for? You know, freedom of speech, for example. You know, it's all the things that they're fighting against, and they're blaming us now. It's like we're the ones that want to do it. We're not the ones that want to get rid of the Second Amendment, First Amendment, Third, Fourth, Five, Six, Seven, Eight, Nine, Ten. all of a sudden it's like all we have to do is say it, and everybody's going to believe it. I certainly don't believe it. I know they're the ones that are trying to change it, not us.
You're absolutely right. I mean, if you listen to Joe Biden's speech back September 2nd in Philadelphia, I mean, he made that accusation. He said that the MAGA Republicans were against our Constitution, wanted to destroy the Constitution. And it's the people on the left, it's people in Joe Biden's party who wants to implement censorship of individuals, who want to implement censorship of the media, which goes directly against our First Amendment rights.
Right.
They're the ones who strip us of our Second Amendment rights. They're the ones, I mean, he's the one that has sicked the DOJ and the FBI on political opponents. And, you know, what has it been, two dozen of people who worked for Trump who've had their houses raided and cell phones confiscated? I mean, that's a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment rights. So they'll tell the world that conservatives are against the Constitution when we're the ones that want to go back to the originalist intent of the actual words spoken, mm-hmm. written in the Constitution. They're the ones that want to put activist judges on the court who disregard the words of the Constitution and rule based on how they feel. So everything the Democrats do is anti-constitutional, but yet they'll accuse us of being against the Constitution.
A good rule to remember, listener, is whenever you hear or see the Democrats' lips moving, you know, just remember, blame others for what you do. That seems to be their brand-new flag, you know. It's not brand-new. They've been doing it for a long time. But, boy, when they started talking about the Constitution, I'm thinking, wow, somebody's got their files mixed up or something. You say, you know, that right, wrong, good, even, male, female, black, white, if you agree with them, then you're a good person. If you don't, then you are evil. And if you put something up on social media, like Judge said, that goes against their way of thinking, it's taken down. Wow. Just, it's not fair play, is it? Like, they need some referees, I guess. Of course, some of the referees miss the calls, too, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, the referees are in the back pocket of the Democrats, and that's the problem. And there's a lot of stuff that I see on the internet that the Democrats are spouting that I don't like to read, that I think is totally false. But that stuff is never taken down. It's only stuff that the conservatives put up there. I mean, most of the stuff about COVID, you know, mm-hmm. during the pandemic, that was taken down by social media, is now turning out to be the absolute truth, and most of the stuff that was being put forth by the Biden administration is turning out to be completely false. So that's the danger of censorship, because most of the time, the things that get censored are the truth, and the things that get pushed forward, you know, are the falsehoods.
Yeah, and then in your latest piece, the people who are claiming the Republicans are against law and order are the ones who have opened our southern border and allowing tens of thousands of criminal aliens to come into our country. I mean, and listener, if you took it seriously, how many people they are already identifying as terrorist threats that have come in and have not been arrested or removed from this country? You know, if you're a terrorist and you've decided to come into the United States, there must be a reason for it. I mean, you know, what do you like our... sports, is that what it is? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I think they identified, you know, the number I heard was that there's already been 80 illegal immigrants who come into our country, you know, since Joe Biden's been president, that are on the terrorist watch list. So basically, we have allowed 80 terrorists to walk into our country. And, you know, what's going to happen? Maybe not this year, but sometime down the road, there's going to be a pretty major terrorist attack committed by one of those or a handful of those people who have walked across their border over the last 2 years. And, you know, that shouldn't be happening. You know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, conservatives and Republicans are for closing the border, because we don't want to allow those people in. You know, if the only people who are walking across their border was a family of four who just wanted to come here and work, we probably wouldn't be as much, you know, wanting to build a wall and keep people out. But most of the people that are coming in, you know, are criminal aliens. They're drug smugglers. They're human traffickers. They're potential terrorists. I mean, there's a lot of bad people coming in. I mean, Donald Trump is absolutely right that a lot of bad people are coming into this country through our open southern border.
You know, and they keep going on about the riot at the Capitol. You know, to me, it was like a walkthrough. That's what I mainly saw. And the gates weren't being knocked down by the bad guys. They were being opened up by people in uniform. It's very strange. And how you say they support the violent leftist extreme groups like Antifa, BLM, right? The Capitol essential threat to America. But what about the 500-plus riots that destroyed some of our major cities? Why wasn't that a threat? And do they really think that we're that dumb to go along with everything they're saying?
Well, I don't think they think we're that dumb. I think they think the people who vote Democrat are that dumb because they believe all that. And, you know, it was very hard for me with the whole January 6th thing because, you know, I sat there and watched for five straight months on TV these riots that were tearing apart our cities. Mm-hmm. And you know, less than 2 miles from my house in Dallas, I mean, you know, a whole section of Dallas was destroyed one night. And, you know, restaurants were set on fire and, you know, smashed in and just completely destroyed. And not much was, you know, there was not that much outrage by the mainstream media. And, you know, we suffered through that for five straight months to the point where rioting almost became an accepted way of life. And then a couple months later, when there's one riot at the Capitol that didn't cause very much damage, suddenly that's the next coming of Pearl Harbor. And, you know, it doesn't end up because it's so hypocritical.
Yeah, worse than Pearl Harbor, the Normandy landing, and 9/11. And then you've got the mainstream media, mainly CNN and MSNBC, you know, reporting mostly peaceful riots whenever you see the fires burning in the background. You say they're the ones who want to hold people today accountable for sins that other people of their same kin color did and committed 155 years ago. We get into the black and white situation here. There was another one here about, you say they will tell us that conservatives against democracy, when they are the ones who have challenged results of every major election that they've lost over the last 20 years. I wonder how many of the listeners, Judd, remember, you know, the hanging chads, so to speak, were they called chads, I think?
Chad, I was living down in South Florida at the time, so I was sort of epicenter of the whole thing, and they were talking about how those ballots that we voted with were so confusing and controversial. And I remember when I voted, it was the easiest thing I ever voted with.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so straightforward. But again, they just completely tell lies. They're trying to flip Florida for Gore, so they're going to make up this lie that the ballots were confusing and they talked about the hanging chads and again they were literally trying to steal that election and doing it, you know, through all these fraudulent recounts and doing it through the court system and taking
and
it all.
And you've got
the
lady in Georgia that still hasn't conceded the fact that she lost maybe, what was it, 10 years ago. And for those of you who, you know, don't understand about the chad, you had to punch a hole in the ballots at the time. And they were saying, no, I didn't vote that way. That chad was hanging down like that or whatever. Or it didn't completely go down. Whatever they wanted it to mean, that's what they were going to do. Remember, blame others for what you do. And then you just use the marker pen. That was going to work, supposedly. Go ahead.
But the other thing they were doing in that election, in that recount, was they said we only want to recount Dade and Broward County, which were heavily Democrat counties, and they didn't want to recount the rest of the states. So it only makes sense that you're going to get more votes if you recount a Democrat county. But, you know, Tallahassee, the rest of Florida is all conservative, and they were like, you're not allowed to do recounts in those areas, because if you would have done it in those areas, then there would have been more Republican votes that would have shown up. So, again, they were even trying to rig the recount of the election. And then they're the ones that tell us that we're against democracy when they try to cheat in every single election. And I even think they got away with cheating in 2020.
Yeah, and if you watch the documentary, 2,000 Mules, I think, you know, you're not going to see it flying at you and easy to get a hold of, because it's definitely been banned. It's got too much truth in it. Always accusing us of what they're doing. You say the devil mixes the truth with his lies, and they're master at it. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, you know, they'll throw out some truths just to get people to think that they're credible, and then they come back with lies and lies and lies, and, you know, a lot of gullible people believe what they say.
Yeah, and the thing is, whenever you say they'll throw in some truths, I kind of find, though, I'm trying to think of one they've given us. Let me see here. And Biden's going to shake hands with everyone. That might be a truth, yeah. Even if they're not there, he'll shake hands with you, yeah. And of course, they're the ones that have to tear down all the monuments that have been built. Think they're going to erase history, I guess. And they're the ones that created the black history. I mean, when you think about the KKK, you know, that was created by Democrats. But you put a man on the street asking people today what it is, and, you know, and I'm sure they're going to say, most of them are going to say, it's got to be the Republicans. And I'll bet you that, I think that Trump may have had something to do with that that membership on the KKK. He might have started that, yeah, Trump. I mean, wouldn't surprise you, would it?
No, they're going to lie about Trump, you know, across the board, and you're absolutely right. Every, you know, the bad history that we have in regards to race relations was all as a result of what the Democrats did. The Democrats were the party of slavery. The Democrats were the party of Jim Crow. You know, the Democrats were the party of segregation. You know, across the board, every part of our you know, the bad racial history in our country was caused by the Democrats, and they're going to try to put it all on the Republicans, because they're trying to get the black vote right now. And the problem is that, you know, black America actually believes that the Democrats are for them, when actually the Democrats are just using them for their votes.
Yeah, I used to have a guest that came on quite frequently, and he would talk about, and he was black, and he would say, you know, the Democrats, the majority of them don't realize that you'll get a handout and things, you know, to special deals like, what was it, the food stamps, when they started the food stamps. And he said, this is the way the Democrats keep the blacks on their plantation. You know, it's not really a plantation, but it's a plan that the Democrats came up with to keep getting their votes. And they're, you know, saying, we'll bribe you to vote for us, you know, because you're not gonna be free if you let those Republicans get in. Yeah, sure. We're going to be right back and wrap things up in a moment here with Judd Garrett, Real Clear Politics contributor and author of No Wind. We shall return.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes. Pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest, Judd Garrett. And he says, hypocrisy is not a new phenomenon. Hypocrisy is fundamental to humanity. Christians have been fighting hypocrites since the day Jesus was walking this planet. And I love your final line on that. And all we can do is continually point out their hypocrisy. That's about it, you know. The vote's going to be so good. You know, I don't know what we're going to do about this voting thing because, they're going to, anytime they lose, they get a little upset. It's like banging, you know, their plate or something on the high chair. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's the problem. You know, they've been telling us for the last 2 years that if you question the results of an election, you're not patriotic, you're against democracy, so forth and so on. And if there truly is a red wave, you know, this November, and a lot of senators and congressmen lose their seats, you're going to hear a lot of people on the Democrat side talking about, you know, voter suppression and challenging the results of the election. And everybody's going to be fine with it. You know, no one's going to say that they're anti-democracy or against our country. So, I mean, that's the hypocrisy that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, and one of the problems is that the Democrats, you know, have no shame in their hypocrisy. I mean, I think everybody is a hypocrite to some degree. But, you know, for me, if someone ever points out that I'm talking or acting hypocritical, you know, that hurts me, and I try to make amends, and I try to figure out, you know, what I'm doing wrong, and get everything aligned the right way. They just are hypocrites. They know they're hypocrites, and they keep doing it regardless of people pointing it out to them.
Yeah, you know, it's come to a point, that old saying, how can you tell when they're lying? Their lips are moving. But what you just said about, you know, and sometimes it kind of hurts you, and sometimes it's like you didn't expect it from the person. But, you know, I've kind of let it dawn on me because of a guy named Alex Newman, who wrote some very good novels, not novels, actually books on indoctrination. And, see, I think it's really come to the point now where there is the majority that have already been indoctrinated, you know, because it started a long time ago in our schools. And it's why they're not teaching American history right now. You know, don't talk about the moon landing because, you know, there were a lot of children in here now. And you know, and it was all white people that went on the moon, and it was all Americans. You know, it wasn't a mixed race, and on and on and on. Part of their indoctrination, you know, it was that's what we're facing sometimes. And it's like maybe they really think they're speaking the truth. And they don't realize they're not, because they're not listening to great shows like this or listening to great people like you and reading your books, No Wind. You know, isn't it funny, like I say, No Wind, that almost would be a good title for a book about, you know, we're not going to give you any BS, you know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway, is that book still available as we almost run out of time here? No Wind.
Yeah, it's available. You can get it at Amazon.com and just click in Judd Garrett, No Wind, it'll pop right up, and you can get it. You'll probably deliver to your house in 2 days.
Yeah.
So
it's not a political book either. It's like a bunch of boys getting together and having a good time, I guess, sort of.
Yeah, it's a coming-of-age novel set in New Jersey back in the 1990s, and it's a good read. I think it's worth reading.
Hey, I always appreciate your visit, Mr. Garrett. Thank you very much, and good luck on your Cowboys if you're still rooting for them. Of course, you work with so many different teams, you know, Cowboys, Rams. Oh, my goodness. It just goes on and on and on. So look forward to our next visit. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Selwyn Duke is next. CRN, Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Swayed at the Network. We just happen to be live across America and also around the world at crntalk.com. Well, he is back now on his regular schedule, and that would be one Mr. Selwyn Duke. He's a writer for The New American. He also contributes to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. Mr. Duke appears on television, frequent guest on radio. His website, SelwynDuke.com. And now, ladies and germs, here comes the Duke. Yep, sir. To say, oh yes, it's a great day. Why? Because it is Selwyn Duke. Hey Selwyn, how are you?
Not bad, Chuck, and it's been a long time since I've heard that music. I'm doing okay. On the heels of a bacterial infection, I might have a touch of COVID, I'm not sure, but other than that, I'm just fine and dandy. And how are you?
Wait a minute, let me spray this microphone real quick. Hang on.
Well, which do you want? Do you want the bacterial infection or you want the COVID? You can have,
you know what
pick.
I want. You know what I want more than anything, more than those two? I want about 55 good minutes with Selwyn Duke. What do you think of that, huh? I will take the risk. Let me tell you something, listener, and you too, Mr. Duke. It really kind of surprised me because, see, I you know, put out the notice yesterday and that Selwyn Duke would be here today, and he would be talking about one of his latest. Are you ready for this? And let me tell you before I even get into it. I recently had a lot of problems, you know, whenever I post my blog and all that kind of stuff, and they'll say, sorry, your blog has been disapproved, and then I'll say, I challenge this, and then sometimes I say, okay, now it has been posted again, and I said, boy, they're going to go ballistic on this one, right? They're not, But let me tell you something. No problem. No problem this time. And I'm kind of wondering if the word Harvard University might have had something to do with it. But anyway, here's the subject, listener. Killing your kid. Scientists find that COVID shots are up to 98 times worse than the virus. And I'll also tell you that other reports are coming out on the very same story. One of them had it up to 100%, Selwyn, believe it or not. But I really thought, man, this thing is gone here because that's pretty serious. COVID shots, 98 times worse than the virus. Have you got any flack in any other places you've gone? People say, we can't talk about this. What are you talking about? Did Fauci tell you this was okay? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I'm sure it's being suppressed by social media because that happens all the time, and you don't even know it's happening when you're shadow banned by Twitter, for instance. And by the way, I'm still suspended from Twitter. It's more than a year later or a year and a half later, but that's beside the point. But it's very interesting, Chuck, because sometimes actually on social media, I don't call these so-called vaccines. I call them the Voldemort agents. Now, the reference there is Harry Potter, that Voldemort character, he who must not be named. So these are the drugs that must not be named. I couldn't call them that in this particular article, but I think it would be good if that caught on. That said, I think it may be starting to leak out now into the mainstream media just a little bit that these drugs are not as safe as they were cracked up to be, because we have this study here, the one that you just referenced, that actually comes from some mainstream establishment institutions. These are scientists. Nine scientists put this out, this analysis, and some of them are from Harvard, Oxford, and Johns Hopkins University. So although I'm not one for status like this, these are prestigious institutions, as you know. And we had already heard a long time ago, you and I had discussed it, that there was one analysis that found that for every child saved by the so-called vaccines, Chuck, 117 would be killed by them. So anyone who is listening to your show or reading my work would have known a long time ago how to keep themselves and their kids safe. But that fell on deaf establishment ears. But now, like I said, we have this other study that has come out, and it asserts that these COVID vaccines, if you want to call them that, are for college students up to 98 times as dangerous as the disease itself. And furthermore, these researchers, Chuck, say that for this reason, forcing these shots upon young people is ethically unjustifiable. That's how they put it, quote unquote. Now,
let me say real quick here, just something to kind of let in the background for the listener, okay, to think about too, is, you know, they're also pushing and have been pushing, you know, children as young as 3 and 5 years old should be getting the shot. You know, and now we're talking about, you know, college kids or high school kids. Basically, that's where this report is. But can you think about, you know, you get a brand new baby and they're going, oh, yeah, you got to get the COVID shot. Oh, boy, that's more money for me. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, Chuck. And by the way, I'm glad you mentioned that because you reminded me of something. A European country, I don't know if it's Denmark, maybe you can correct me on that, but just announced that it will not be offering these shots to anyone, nor any normal person anyway, under 50 years of age.
Wow.
So that's another example of what I'm talking about, that this is starting to break out into the mainstream now, that these drugs actually are not all that efficacious and they come with tremendous dangers. And I proposed recently that I think, you know, our government is not going to look into this honestly anytime soon, but I think other countries might start to reveal the truth. Maybe countries such as Sweden and Japan, they come to mind because they were never really on board with all this Branch Covidian nonsense to begin with. But anyway, so we'll get
maybe,
back to this.
Just a quick input. Maybe it's not the Republicans you have to worry about, you know, killing you and all this. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. Anyway, so this study is titled COVID-19 Vaccine Boosters for Young Adults, a Risk-Benefit Assessment, and 5 Ethical Arguments Against Mandates at Universities. It was published September 12th, and like I said, conducted by those researchers, 9 of them from 8 establishment institutions. And basically, they say, we estimate that 22,000 to 30,000 previously uninfected adults aged 18 to 29 must be boosted with an mRNA vaccine to prevent one COVID-19 hospitalization. Moreover, given, quote, the fact that this estimate does not take into account the protection conferred by prior infection, nor a risk adjustment for comorbidity status, this should be considered a conservative and optimistic assessment of benefit. That's what they wrote later on. Okay, now here's the whole thing. Here's the danger. They also write, quote, using CDC and sponsor-reported adverse event data, we find that booster mandates may cause a net expected harm per COVID-19 hospitalization prevented in previously uninfected young adults. We anticipate 18 to 98 serious adverse events, including 1.7 to 3 booster-associated myocarditis, that's heart muscle inflammation, cases in males, and 1,373 to 3,234 cases of grade 3 reactogenicity, which interferes with daily activities. Okay, so I guess that's enough technical information there. But the thing we have to understand is this is based on CDC and other data. But understand, Chuck, that the CDC data are no doubt incomplete. I mean, I said on your show a long time ago, citing internationally renowned COVID physician Peter McCullough. Right. He's one of the most highly published experts in his field. He said a long time ago that he has contacts within the CDC, and they had confirmed that, quote, the real adverse event number is tenfold what the CDC data indicate. Okay? So that's the kind of danger we're talking about. Now, something else here that's interesting that I point out in my piece is that these researchers point out that given the high prevalence of post-infection immunity, this risk-benefit profile is even less favorable. Well, what are they talking about there? They're talking about natural immunity. Well, for a long time, our so-called health authorities were saying, oh, you really can't benefit from natural immunity with respect to COVID.
Right.
But now we know even Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted in March that it was a reality with COVID. He let that slip because, you know, when you're a liar, it's very hard to keep your lies straight, as you
know.
And don't
you point out the fact that he's been lying for like 2 years?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, I could give you examples, but we've been down this road before.
Yeah.
The man changes his story all the time, and unfortunately, the mainstream media have not been calling him out on it. Just unbelievable. Really an evil man, that Fauci is. Well, anyway.
Well, and one other thing, I'll just throw this in here because you and I talk about a lot of different things. But and then Fauci says, yeah, I'm going to retire. And some people are saying he's going to retire real quick because just in case Trump or any conservative happens to win the presidency, he might be coming up on a trial.
Yeah. Well,
so he's got
to tell you.
Get away.
Yeah, absolutely. These people should be held accountable. I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for that, Chuck,
yeah,
but
I
have to tell you that what they've visited upon us is criminal. I've said before, even if you view this as being entirely innocent, then it's one of the greatest blunders in all of American history, this reaction to COVID. And no, I'm not exaggerating. That's absolutely true. And unless these people are held accountable, they're going to do it again in the future.
Yeah.
You can bet on it. It's not going to be COVID. It might be another disease. It might be a reaction to a terrorist attack or extreme economic breakdown. Who knows? But it will happen again because the result of shielding men from the effects of folly is to fill the world with fools, as the saying goes.
Hmm.
Okay, well, anyway, getting back to this.
Right.
You know, these researchers, Chuck, we're talking about, they went on to explain why university booster mandates are unethical. And they wrote that, I'm quoting now, one, no formal risk-benefit assessment exists for this age group. Two, vaccine mandates may result in a net expected harm to individual young people. Three, mandates are not proportionate. Expected harms are not outweighed by public health benefits given the modest and transient effectiveness of vaccines against transmission. In other words, we know that even when you're vaccinated, you can still transmit and contract the virus. That's well established. Four, U.S. mandates violate the reciprocity principle because rare serious vaccine-related harms will not be reliably compensated due to gaps in current vaccine injury schemes. So it's hard to hold anyone accountable. You can be handicapped for life. You're not going to be compensated. And then they mention five, mandates create wider social harms. We consider counterarguments such as a desire for socialization and safety and show that such arguments lack scientific and or ethical support. So anyway, Chuck, you know, as I point out in my piece, if all these people had just looked at the facts early on, what we were talking about on your show, what the New American has been publishing, and other entities as well, it's not just us, they wouldn't have gone down this very destructive road because all the data were out there from the get-go. From the get-go. And let me just point out something here. This is interesting. I have this at the end of my article, okay? There's this character, Dr. Liana Wen. She's an immigrant from China, came here when she was 8 years old, and she's a CNN medical analyst. And she was all over the boob tube early on during COVID saying that we need COVID restrictions. She actually said that people who are not vaccinated should not be allowed to leave their homes. They shouldn't be allowed to circulate in society.
And can you hold that thought there? Well, these people are locked in your homes. We're going to do some business and come back and see if we can't unlock you. The one and only Selwyn Duke is here, writer for The New American, and it's the SelwynDuke.com, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com. Be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not, seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill, Colombo's is Southern California's answer to Easy Street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Colombo's family Italian recipes? Colombo's spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Colombo's and experience delicious and easy for yourself. Colombo's, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Colombo's, mind you, Ben.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
It's Woods and Water this week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav as the boys and their outdoor experts discuss wildlife management, pursuing the American dream of land ownership, chasing September bass, panfish, and catfish, plus much more. You'll hear from Dan Perez of Whitetail Properties, Thomas Allen with In Fisherman, and Cat Daddy. The Revolution is presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock Pacific Time on CRN Digital Talk, CRN 2.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. His website, selwynduke.com. Talking about his latest, Killing Your Kid. Scientists find that COVID shots are up to 98 times worse than the virus. And a big leak coming. Yes, finally it's leaking out. The truth is getting out there. And here the expert says, oh, yes, you can't leave your home. You must stay there all the time, the great lockup. And, boy, a lot of people took advantage of that. Didn't take advantage of it, took to it, put it that way.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And this is another good example of how slowly the truth is leaking out into the mainstream media. I mean, I guess as the saying goes, men go mad in herds, but they only come to their senses one at a time. Well, I was talking about this character, Dr. Liana Nguyen. CNN medical analyst. She was all over the media advocating COVID restrictions. She actually said that the unvaccinated, quote unquote, shouldn't be allowed to leave their homes. I mean, she was really encouraging fascist norms. And I mentioned she's from China, so I don't know, maybe she was influenced by the government there. I don't know. But now she's back.
Hey, and by the way, not to be confused with the Chinese lady that came on Tucker Carlson's show that was giving us the truth forever and ever. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, absolutely, yeah. But now this Nguyen is backtracked a little bit. Now why? Well, listen to this. This is what she wrote in a recent Washington Post article. Quote, masking has harmed our son's language development. Has harmed their son's language development. Now, understand, before, she was a great proponent of masking.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the thing. And I want my conspiracy theorist friends to take note of this, because this is a good example of how not all these people are masters of the universe. I mean, many of them are just interested in power, but they also tend to be very, very ignorant. Here, this woman hurt her own son by adhering to her own stupid policies. And the thing is, if she had listened to your show or read what I was writing or other people were writing early on in the COVID pandemic, she never would have hurt her son like this. Because, again, all this information was out there. We knew that masking was bad for kids. We knew there was a tremendous downside. And now she says she understands there are pros and cons. I mean, and you look at this, Chuck, and you say, what is this? Is this a middle school student? And this is supposed to be a middle-aged woman who has a higher degree. But you know what this is an example of? This is an example of people we've seen so many times, Chuck, who are very good academically, they get good grades, but they haven't a stitch of common sense. As I put it, they're book-wise, but street stupid. And
hey,
these are the kind of people.
Who's the lady? Burks, is that her name with the CDC?
Oh, Burks, yep.
Yeah, and you know, and she's finally coming out and admitting, oh, yeah, you know, we made a lot of mistakes here. And you don't know if it's the conscience or you know, whatever it is, but it's amazing now how many people are coming out. But there's still places where, put on that mask, put on your mask, you know. They haven't got the word. The mask don't work.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because you remember Scott Atlas. He's actually someone who's been speaking the truth all along. He was part of the COVID task force under Trump, and he was interacting and working with Burks and Robert Redfield, who at the time I think was the head of the CDC, and Fauci. And you know what he said? He said he was with these people, and he would bring the data on sheets, and they weren't interested. They didn't want to look at the data. They didn't know the data. So on top of being wicked in many cases, these people are very, very ignorant very often. And by the way, take note, wickedness and ignorance tend to go together, because a prerequisite for competence, Chuck, is having some virtue. You have to be diligent, so you'll be conscientious, so you'll care about doing a good job, so you'll care about knowing the truth. That's why those two things evil and ignorance tend to go together. So it's not really one or the other. Usually it's both. But, yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Got about 45 seconds before we have to do that bottom of the hour break here. And I want to remind you, listener, again, that the title of this one is Killing Your Kid. Scientists find that COVID shots are up to 98 times worse than the virus. Had another report, I don't remember the source on it, but they were going 100% and worse than the virus. And I'm thinking, well, you know, it's a wonder that we haven't had one now. It's 115% worse, you know, something
yeah.
like that. But it wouldn't surprise me at all. Another reminder, his name is Selwyn Duke. He's a writer for The New American, and you go to his website, SelwynDuke.com. That's so simple, SelwynDuke.com, and you'll get all of his latest. And the truth comes out. We'll be right back.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Pinocchio was a literary sensation in the 19th century and a brilliant animated classic for the Disney studios in 1940. Now there's a new Disney version with live action and some spectacularly well-animated characters. It's called, logically enough, Pinocchio, and it's now streaming on Disney Plus.
I want to be real.
You will always be my real boy.
Pinocchio is running around loose without a conscience. Can you imagine the trouble he's going to get into?
That's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who provides the voice of Jiminy Cricket, while Tom Hanks plays a moving and deeply devoted Geppetto. This version adds a few twists and some deeply disturbing depth to the 1940 classic, and it's obvious that for director-writer Robert Zemeckis of Forrest Gump and Back to the Future fame, it's a labor of love. It's rated PG, but much too scary for small children. 2.5 stars for the combination live action and animated Pinocchio.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, International is to call SmartFares first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, selwynduke.com, and a very interesting article here, and let's continue with it right now. Go ahead, Selwyn.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we're basically done with that, Chuck. I don't know, maybe you can add something.
Well, you were talking about, you know, you can't leave your home, and you said that serious COVID-19 vaccine-associated harms are not adequately compensated for by current United States vaccine injury systems. And as such, these severe infringements of individual liberty are ethically unjustifiable. But then when you read that article, I thought, well, maybe I was going to ask you, I wonder if there's going to be any lawsuits on any of this stuff, or if it's possible, or we're not responsible. It took Harvard University to come out, you know, and all the other people to realize how dangerous they were. Rebutes, so to speak, on this stuff?
Yeah, you know, the problem is that, as you know, the big pharma companies have been protected from lawsuits. That was part of the deal that they struck with the government when they developed these Voldemort agents, these so-called vaccines. So I don't know if they really can ever be sued. Now, the question is, can you sue the government? We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But the powers that be, Chuck, have a very great vested interest in not really coming clean on this, because if they ever do, political careers will be over. I mean, these politicians who shut down states with no good reason, not looking at the science at all. But one thing you'll notice, this happened a while back, Chuck, is that someone in the media or some people actually started blaming Trump again for the negative outcomes related to the vaccines. And that tells you, again, that this media cofferdam is breaking, maybe, because they want to acknowledge the truth now, but they can't take responsibility, so now they're going to maybe call it the Trump vaccine. You know, we'll see what happens, but unbelievable.
I had a guest on last Tuesday talking about that, you know, and Trump and the whole thing. And the problem is, you know, is that he's supposed to be held accountable for the team he had, but it goes to, you know, whenever you have a vice president like he had, that guy should have never been vice president in the first place, because he's the one that really put the team together. But that's a whole new story. Why don't we get into apparently this must be a wrestling story here, okay? Women versus men. Ding, ding. Survey finds that voting gender gap may explode. That'd be a good movie, wouldn't it? Yeah. The gender gap explosion. There you go. But it is the ultimate battle of the sexes, according to Selwyn Duke.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting, because people who follow politics, Chuck, you're aware of this, know of something that they call the gender gap, misusing that term gender. Really, it's the sex gap. But what this refers to is that in every election, you see that the sexes do vote very differently. For instance, in the 2018 midterms, men supported the Republicans by a margin of 51% to 47%, okay? Women, however, they broke for the Democrats 59% to 40%. And that's why the Democrats were able to seize control of Congress in 2018. And, yeah, I'm going to put some onus on the gals who voted for them. That's why we had those impeachments. That's why we had all those problems. But anyway, as I said, this is not a one-off. This happens every election. And far from showing signs of diminishing, Chuck, this sex gap in voting, I call it the voting sex gap, the VSG, actually may be reaching unprecedented proportions. And what I cited in my article was research by the College Pulse's Future of Politics survey. And it found that students in college are the most politicized, first of all, that they've been since the 1960s. And I guess this is not surprising because three-quarters of these college students, Chuck, they say our country is on the wrong track, and they're inspired to do something about it. And they're right. It is on the wrong track. The question is, what kind of diagnosis are they making? I don't really think they know what the problems or solutions are in general.
Right.
But anyway, so they conducted this survey, 1,500 undergraduate students. At summer recess's conclusion, this was at 91 colleges and universities. And they found, first of all, Chuck, that a whopping 84% are registered to vote. Okay, now that's very, very high because this figure was only 69% in 2016, and in 2020 even, it was still only 80%. Now, I do not celebrate this when you see more and more people registering to vote, and the reason for that is that, as our founding fathers warned, a prerequisite for having a healthy republic is having an informed populace. Well, we know most people are not really informed. Therefore, greater voting turnouts don't yield better government. It yields
right.
better government, contrary to myth, Chuck, when you actually have a lower turnout, because that's when you have fewer uninformed or low-information voters casting ballots. But anyway, I digress. So, this is interesting, too. In college, unlike in the wider society, Chuck, actually more men than women are registered to vote. Again, not the way it is in society in general. But let's get on to what's really interesting. Students here were divided in their voting preferences, but the most consistent division, the researchers tell us, was between men and women. Okay, here are the numbers. I'm quoting them. 30% of college women identify as Democrats today, and only 20% identify as Republicans. In elite universities, the difference is greater. 45% of women in top 25 ranked colleges identify as Democrats, compared to only 7% as Republicans. Now, they find this surprising, but they say men in universities have moved in the opposite direction. 39% of college men identify as Republicans, almost double the 21% who identify as Democrats. And these percentages hold up in elite universities. 40% of men in top 25 ranked colleges identify as Republicans, while only 25% as Democrats. Okay, and these differences are very firm, they say. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very interesting.
Let me ask you here, because, you know, when I hear these figures and I'm thinking,
yeah.
We know how these colleges have been indoctrinated and what they're teaching, okay?
Right.
And it definitely, they're not, most of them are not in favor of talking about how great Republicans are. But then
yeah.
it surprises me, you know, that you would think that the ones that are going to register to vote would, they're hearing their instructors, you know, tell them over and over and over, you know, Democrats good, Republicans bad, so many of them. And it seems like it wouldn't be as close as it is, you know, and how they're voting. Do you think that women just normally, is it some reason they're more for Democrats? I can't understand why women would be more for Democrats and men for Republicans. Something to do with the wage scale, the way it used to be a long time ago? Or what's your feeling on that, Selwyn?
Well, I'm going to get into this. You know, I did in my article. It does have to do with innate differences between the sexes. And I'm going to give you then a political incorrectness alert because I'm going to be very politically incorrect. It's right outside the Overton window. That's what you could say. But anyway, you know, before we get to that, let me just emphasize that this sex gap in voting we see over and over again. Here are some examples. Men went for Trump in 2016 by 12 points. Women for Hillary Clinton by 12. Men chose Mitt Romney by 8 points in 2012. Women chose Obama by a dozen. Now, what about that, if anyone remembers back this far, that 2010 wave midterm election that vaulted Republicans into legislative power? Well, even then, Chuck, women supported Democrats 49-48. Okay, so as I put it, this gap between the sexes in voting seems to be expanding, and it might bring us to a point where men vote from Mars and women from Venus. But anyway, the authors of the study that I'm talking about, you know, they give us these facile explanations for why you see this difference. For instance, they mention how men perceive there to be attacks on their status from women. That's how they put it, as if it's all in these men's minds. And women, they say, are reacting to typical, quote-unquote, raunchy male behavior. But as I put it in my article, Chuck, actually, the reality is a lot more complex. Now, understand, women have always been more liberal than men. One female writer said years ago, she was not famous, I can't remember her name, but she said, quote, women are natural-born socialists. And what I explain in my article is this makes sense if you consider that the domestic realm, that's women's historical focus, is really akin to a socialist model. Now, I'm not saying this in a pejorative way, but think about it. The parents, Chuck, they govern without the consent of the governed, the children, right? The children have no vote. Then the parental state, quote-unquote, provides for the people, the kids, in other words. So right. It really is from each according to his abilities to each according to his needs. Not only that, especially when little, the children's lives, Chuck, must be micromanaged by a nanny state, right? Who is that? Mom. Now,
yeah,
again,
there you go. Okay.
That's fine. It makes complete sense. That's what family is about. The problem arises, though, when we apply this mentality to the wider society. That's disastrous. Okay, now, second, I mentioned in my article that it's not just as the authors of this survey said that many young men may sense that some women are attacking them. No, it's something else. It's the fact that the left and its home, the Democrat Party, are surely attacking them. Remember something, Chuck. You and I have talked about this. Boys grow up hearing today about how they're responsible for an oppressive patriarchy, how they benefit from male privilege, and especially white male privilege. And they're told, Chuck, that the quality that defines the masculinity is toxic. Okay? Now, what's a good example of this? You probably talked about this on your show. But representative of this hatred was how we had an administrator at a posh New York City school, the Trinity School, who was recently caught on hidden video by Project Veritas, and she was calling the school's white boys horrible. Why? Because they expressed opinions that she didn't want to hear, opinions that were not woke. And she was also joking about how they should be murdered by serial killers. Okay? Now, not only that, here's the thing. The school didn't really seem to take any great issue with her comments. They were more upset about the fact that she was exposed, that Project Veritas recorded her without her permission or understanding, which, by the way, is legal in New York. I checked it out because I live
not here. Not in you California, but New York, yes. Not, go ahead.
Yeah, not in California. So, you know, the thing is, in light of all this, is it surprising that men are reacting the way they do? I mean, is it surprising? This will really knock your socks off. In the 2020 election, if you look at young people, there was only one subset of them that supported President Trump, and you can guess what that was. It was young white males. So are we surprised that they're rejecting the Democrat Party? I mean, as I put it in my article, you might as well ask why the kulaks despised Stalin in 1930. He was killing them. So anyway, you know, there are other factors here as well, and again, unwokeness alert, I've got to say this, so hold on to your seat. But here are some other factors that explain this phenomenon. Studies have shown that women know less about politics and current affairs than men do. And this also, by the way, Chuck, correlates with ideology because liberal studies have shown no less than conservatives do. No surprise there. Not only that, I wrote an article to this effect years ago, but women are what I've called the security sex. They're more likely than men to be swayed by big government appeals to security. And, you know, you can see this because this is why, for instance, I didn't put this in my article, but this is why, Chuck, married women vote a lot more conservatively than single women do because they instinctively are looking for security. Married women are more likely to find it in their husbands. Many do actually have good husbands, so they don't look to government. Single women don't have that, so what they do is they look to the nanny state or they look to Big Brother for this security that they instinctively crave, okay? And then there's another factor here, and again, this is something some people are not going to want to hear, but women are more likely than men to make emotion-based decisions. And liberalism, what is it? Well, if you're going to call it an ideology at all, it's a pseudo-ideology, it's emotion-based. That's why the left talks about feelings so much. Follow your heart. Or Bill Clinton, I'll feel your pain. I mean, they're all about feelings. It's all emotion. It's all demagoguery. And there just are innate differences between the sexes, let's face it. And I conclude my article by saying, you know, what's for sure is that unless something changes, forget Mars and Venus, because men and women may end up operating in different universes. That is, until a civilizational collapse brings them together, because that will happen ultimately unless we change course. You know, as Herb Stein, the economist, once said, I'm paraphrasing him, if something can't go on, it won't. And that absolutely is the truth. And we can't go on like this. You know, I've said this before, but modern leftism, what it actually represents, Chuck, is movement towards moral disorder. And things can't keep on breaking down morally forever without there being a collapse. That's just how it works. Whether you're talking about an individual breaking down morally and living a dissolute lifestyle and descending further and further into that morass, or if you're talking about it happening collectively at the civilizational level, it doesn't matter. The rule is the same. This is why we have to right the ship, and we have to get back to virtue, that set of good moral habits that reflects truth, which comes from God. It's absolute, universal, and eternal, and we have to dispense with the moral relativism and all the woke nonsense.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, you know, in the survey, how it turned out, you know, with working women and non-working women, you know, and the non-working women probably, you know, listen more to their husbands. But I think one thing that would bring that brings up the level of women voting for Democrats, okay, or you see if you're ready for this one just for the break here, is that more women watch The View.
Yeah, absolutely.
That may have something to do with it, yeah. All right, Selwyn Duke.
That is.
He's going to be back, and we're going to be wrapping things up here and see if he wants to talk about this Democrat charged with killing a journalist, and the reporter blamed it on Trump. Maybe we'll touch on that one, all right? With the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, you can read all his excellent articles at Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Think of the many sacrifices it took to establish and to preserve liberty in the United States. Think of the many generations that went before us, that spilled blood to preserve that liberty, our freedoms. And look at how long it took, not very long, for us to lose many of those liberties. One flu season, together with lockdowns galore, and so many of those liberties just slipping away. In the United States today, we see an American government that is weakening abroad, even as it oppresses its people at home. We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder, with my guest, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And going to touch just a little bit on this story. A Democratic politician charged with killing a journalist, and the reporter is blaming Trump. Now, as I understand, I think this happened last Friday, maybe. I'm trying to get the correct, let's see, because I got this this week, so it must have been last Friday that this Las Vegas veteran
well,
reporter,
actually, Chuck,
there it is.
Yeah, the Federalist was writing Friday about this, and I think it was actually the week before. But, you know, Chuck, let me just say, I don't know if I can stay right now. I see after that last segment there's a horde of angry women forming outside my window here with pitchforks and torches. I don't know. I might be in trouble. There's some counter-protesters, too. There is a small group of counter-protesters. Uh-huh. They all are dressed like Amish, though, these women.
I think they're after your body, Mr. Duke.
Well,
do you have your picture on your website now? You do,
yeah,
you know, very, very, very many. There are many times whenever you do an article, and if you don't have a great picture to go along with it, you just put your picture up there. Yeah, so that's probably what it is.
Well,
and they know you.
If they're after my body in the shape I'm in right now, they could sell my body to science fiction. That's a dangerous
science
joke. Okay,
fiction.
I'll admit.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, yeah.
But. Okay, I better get to this story because we're going to be out of time really, really quick. Yeah, as I put it, you know, that Donald Trump, he's something else. He couldn't get too many Democrats to vote for him, but he can apparently compel them to kill. And you had this reporter, okay, 45-year-old Clark County administrator in Nevada, Robert Tellis. Okay, well, he's charged with the murder of a veteran investigative reporter at the Las Vegas Journal, Jeff German. Okay, stabbed him to death brutally. Right? Because this reporter actually reported the truth, and it ruined this politician's career. So another Democrat getting involved in murder here. But what do we see? Well, there were people, liberals, who actually were trying to blame this on Trump. And I'll make it really quick, but there was a press briefing with Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo. And anyway, so this journalist asked him, you know, you were talking about how this is troubling, this murder of this journalist, and now's probably not the time to talk politics. The sheriff replied, so why are we talking politics? And the reporter then said, do you condemn former President Trump's normalization of violence against journalists? So now it's President Trump's fault that we have left-wingers, left-wing politicians going around killing. And this is not the only case. I cite others in my article, like in New Jersey, there was one left-wing politician who was indicted for a murder-for-hire plot, if you can imagine that. Then you had that character out in California who was having men, Ed Buck is his name, come over to his house. He was plying them with methamphetamine because he wanted sex from them, and two men in his place died of an overdose. So, as someone put it, it looks like the Democrats just might have a murder problem. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I do blame Trump for making America great again for those years that he was in office. So there you go. We'll see what happens.
An idle mind is the playground's devil. Is the devil's playground.
There we go. Hey, Thank you very much, sir. I look forward to next Friday. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're back. Thank you. You too, Chuck. God bless. God bless.
God bless you. Selwyn Duke. SelwynDuke.com. Hey, thank you very much, Swade. Thank you for listening. No animals were injured, by the way, during the production of this program. And God bless the United States of America.